A company stands behind their product while they're selling them to you.
Then, when something goes wrong, they're directing you to the manufacturer.
It happens all too often.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Bjorn. Nate and I are a couple of the owners of Regal Home Solutions in Bismarck. Nate's main focus is on you by providing you with an honest and free estimate when it comes to the exterior of your house, but also upholding our NTOP policy.
NTOP stands for No Ticked Off People, and it's our vow to you. You see, if you have a problem with anything at all, you can call us, not some automated machine at a manufacturing plant, and we'll do what we can to make it right.
We don't just stand behind our products for 60 or 90 days. We stand behind our roofs, siding, and windows for a lifetime.
Mr. Meticulous and his crew working on your roof, clean job sites while installing your windows, and an honest and free estimate within 48 hours, and the NTOP policy.
Regal Home Solutions, Bismarck Mandan's only roofing, window, and siding company, where you get the royal treatment. Online at regalhomesolutions.com.
Looking for a career? Check out usfoods.com/careers. You can be part of a successful team in the Bismarck area. Current openings include night selectors, drivers, and territory managers. Must have valid driver's license and clean driving and criminal record. Competitive pay, safety incentives, 401k, remarkable benefits, and employee discounts on products. Apply at usfoods.com/careers. Apply now, as these positions will be filled fast.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want some big ugly thing hanging on your ear? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free. Even the shipping is free. For your risk-free trial, call now, 1-800-684-9691. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Experience the thrill of hearing more clearly and crisply now with Listen Clear. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping, too. For free information, call now. 1-800-684-9691. That's 1-800-684-9691. 1-800-684-9691.
Auto Finance Supercenter will work with you to help find a payment and vehicle that works with your budget. We provide excellent customer service during and after the sale. Apply online at yougetautocredit.com.
We'll see a few scattered snow showers here for this afternoon with cloudy sky conditions and temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. For tonight, snow showers are likely about 1 to 2 inches possible. Cloudy, a low near 24, and breezy with north winds of 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25. By Tuesday, a good chance for snow showers early on, cloudy, a high near 29. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Supertalk 1270. Right now, 28.
You're never more than a few minutes from a weather update here on Supertalk 1270.
Welcome to the Tech Ranch, live and local here on Supertalk 1270. The latest gadgets, online security, websites and apps, social media, and so much more. How can technology help you? Let's find out. It's time for the Tech Ranch on Supertalk 1270.
We must be live.
We are indeed.
Well, welcome to the Tech Ranch, everybody. The Internet of Things is a growing network of everyday objects, from industrial machines to consumer goods, that can share information and complete tasks while you're busy with other activities like work, sleep, or exercise. And, of course, we're in our part two of the series to round up the 2014 year, and the Internet of Things is kind of the big breakout of the year. The stand-in producer extraordinaire today, Scott McGowan.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm doing very good.
Good.
And how about yourself?
I'm doing fine, too.
I'm interested in finding out about the Internet of Things.
Really?
Yes, I am.
No way.
Because I rather feel like the Internet already knows where I'm at.
It does, actually.
It does. So,
are you familiar with the Internet of Things at all?
No, not entirely.
Okay. So, when you hear Internet of Things, what does that make you think of?
That it is the Internet is going to be based, I would suppose, on the many things that we have in our lives.
Okay.
Because I know that you can open up your garage door with it.
Right.
You can set your security system with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's exactly what we're talking about. So, yeah, it's, you know, right now there's about 5 billion computers in the world on the Internet. They figure by 2020, there'll be about 20 billion objects on the internet. And, of course, you're not going to see a lot of increase in the amount of computers. You know, maybe some third world countries or whatever that will be coming online. But generally, it's things that are going to be connected to the internet, like your car, your garage door opener, your house in general. You know, I mean, you think about it, your heating and cooling will be connected to the internet. Your refrigerator will. All of these things will be connected to the internet. So we're going to kind of go through what the Internet of Things is, and then we're going to talk about how it can be used and maybe some of the bad things about it, too.
Used against us by North Korea,
perhaps. Right, exactly. All right. Exactly. And that's the scary part of all of this, in my opinion, is, you know, if our toaster is connected to the Internet of Things, I mean, can somebody turn the toaster on and burn your house down?
Overdo your bagel?
Yes. Right? Yeah. I mean, there are things that can possibly go wrong with this.
So. Your pet connected to the internet, which you know that they will be.
Well, they kind of are
right?
now.
They kind of are now. Sure, there's a little tag that you can put in them and you can track them easily
yes.
up that way.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's becoming more and more, you know, and, you know, so does our, I mean, you think about this, and you think about you and I, too. I mean, we're being tracked all the time as well with our phones and whatever. I mean, we're not that far off from our, you know, wearable technologies. Our wearable technologies will probably have GPS tracking in them as well. You know, and there'll be somebody out there that'll decide they'll want to put a sensor in themselves. I mean, so those are all the things that are coming about because of this. So anyway, the Internet of Things consists of three main components. It's Monday, obviously, mm-hmm. and I cannot talk well. So you have the things. You have your refrigerator, or you have your toaster, okay? Second part of it is that you have the communication network that connects them. And generally, that's the internet or your home network that connects to the internet. And then three is the computing systems that make use of the data that flows to them. So those are the three components that make the Internet of Things work. And you think about, let's talk about a sprinkler system for your house.
All right.
Okay. So right now, do you have a sprinkler system?
No, I do not.
Okay. So my sprinkler system I have set up to run like every day for 5 minutes in the summertime. Maybe some people have different theories to that. That's what I do. Probably not the wrong or the right way to do it, but it's convenient for me, okay? Now, if it was connected to the Internet of Things, it could look at the weather. It could say, hey, it's going to rain today. Or maybe it did rain. So it knows that a half inch of rain fell overnight and I don't have to turn the sprinklers on.
Nice. It's rather sad to see these sprinkler systems going when it's actually raining hard.
Yes.
And you see that often.
We see it often. And people right. And of course, you think about what kind of idiots out there watering the grass right. when it's downpour going on. But that's exactly what's going on. It's just programmed to do that. So the Internet of Things would take that away. It would actually be smart. It would know what's going on. It would say, hey, the ground's getting kind of dry. I need to turn the sprinklers on now, you know, because it's getting to that point. So that's the beauty of, you know, like with a sprinkler system, with the Internet of Things. It can bring this information in, analyze the data, and determine whether or not you should turn the sprinklers in on and for how long in the particular area. So it can be very, very smart, and your grass will probably get a lot greener because of it.
And it wouldn't cost you much probably to have that extra installed because
probably
the technology
not.
End is probably just not all that expensive.
You know, they have systems now that are similar to this already. And you're probably looking at a couple $100 to add that to your sprinkler system. You may save that in water savings over the year because just like what we're talking about, you are, you know, running your sprinklers when it's a downpour outside. You might be overwatering your lawn and you don't even know it. So that's the benefit of it, of course. So I'm going through my notes here and some of the interesting things, Internet of Things, facts and predictions coming up over the next year. And or longer, the total economic value from IoT, short for Internet of Things, I feel like I'm educating everybody today on this, so will reach $1.9 trillion by 2020. Huge, huge industry. 50 billion devices, I thought it was 20 billion. They're saying 50 billion devices will be connected to the Internet by 2020, and that's a Cisco prediction. That's a lot.
That is a lot. I mean, how many different items for each individual person would that be?
It's
10 items per...
Yeah, it probably will be.
Yeah,
it right? probably will be. How many people are in the world now?
Well, I guess you got to figure if we're going out in the future, it'll be 6 billion then?
Okay.
It's somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay, so you're talking 10 devices per person.
Something like that, yeah.
In the world, you know, that'll be connected to the internet. But you think about, and as we go through this, you'll understand why they're making these predictions. The remote patent monitoring market doubled from 2007 to 2011 and is projected to double again by 2016. And I should say patient monitoring, remote patient monitoring. So the medical side of the Internet of Things is huge, absolutely huge. They'll have devices that you'll be able to implant in your arm. And if you are having some type of issue with your heart, it'll actually ring your phone and tell you this.
Right, right. So. And that's it's a great idea. And I know there's many naysayers out there. And if you would have gone back 15 years to understand what we have on our phones right now, as far as the tracking goes, people would have just been screaming bloody murder
yes.
up to that point that you can. And now 15 years from now, you look at it and say, well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't want something
right,
like that? To
right.
say, you're having a stroke, you're having a stroke. You know, I mean, sure you do.
Yeah.
Of course you want
yeah.
that.
But it does give up, you know, some privacy. It's like the industry takes us through baby steps when it comes to privacy and security. Have you noticed that?
Sure.
I mean, you know, we get used to one thing and then they bring out another and they bring out another. I mean, nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody cares, but everybody's used to the fact that maybe somebody's tracking where you're driving now and all this other stuff.
And for some reason, I fight that, Marlo. When I first, you know, you pick up the smartphones and you're getting the settings set up.
Yes.
You say, no, I do not want that.
Yes.
I do not want to be tracked. But then you actually try to use the various apps and
right.
the things that are helpful. And they're really no good to you, or they're much better if you let the tracking happen.
That's correct.
And at which point, if you just say, I'm giving way to Google everything when on your phone or whatever it might be, your phone's going to work better. It's going to work as promised. And these things will be very fluid. If you try to swim upstream against them, well, you're not going to get all the benefits that
right,
you will out
right.
of this technology. And you have to ask yourself, why in the world do I care if they know where I'm at?
Well, some people probably do.
Well, I mean, fair enough. Fair
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
You know,
and,
but I had to say deep down inside, because I'm one of those people. I'm like, I don't want you to know where I'm at.
I don't
Are
want,
you kidding
I
me?
I agree. I agree with that.
You know, I don't. But then I think about it. I go, well, really, why do I care?
Yeah.
You know, deep down inside.
Who cares if I'm you know, eat out or eat eating pancakes this morning?
Right. I mean, go ahead
yep.
and track me if you want.
Yeah, like exactly.
That. If that's your life, then, boy, that's a dull life.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You know, and there are probably other people that will say, you know, whatever job they have or whatever, they probably don't want that type of tracking. But you're right. The apps and stuff that you have on your phone and on your computers and stuff do not work well if you turn the stuff off. You know, I turn stuff off all the time on my phone because it just burns through the battery. And, of
right,
course, your
right.
GPS is one of the main culprits for that, you know. So I turn that thing off all the time. But as soon as I'm driving someplace and I'm so used to the phone telling me where to go next that I have to enable it anyway. So I've just finally given up on – I'm like, all right, I just know I'm going to have to charge my battery all the time. That's just how it is because I like that convenience.
You say you're exactly right. When they are tracking like that, your battery just disappears.
It does.
Because like, Marlo's here. Marlo's here. Oh, now Marlo's here. Now Marlo's walking this way.
Yep.
Now Marlo's over here.
Yep.
Okay, fine. You know, I mean, but like you say, you have to keep it plugged in all the time practically to
you do.
Just monitor your movements.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, okay. So moving on, the utility smart grid transformation expected to almost double the customer information system market from $2.5 billion to $5.5 billion. So this is the transformation of gathering information that we were just talking about, okay? Wide deployment of IoT technologies in the auto industry could save $100 billion annually in accident reductions.
Mm-hmm.
So
based upon they will know how fast you are going. And
well, it's more about the cars talking to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to make a, you know, you're driving down an interstate that's three lanes both ways and you're turning into another lane, your car will remind you that there's a car next to you, you know, or if there's a car a half mile ahead of you that had an accident with a deer or whatever at night and you can't see it, your car will tell you this. So you'll be able to slow down and it'll look at weather information and say, hey, you know, you're going to be going into a blizzard here in another 5 miles. It knows this.
And there's already, we just saw a big blowback. Now, it's an app, so it's not exactly what we're talking about, but a big blowback here with, I forget what the name of it is, but it's an app where you can say, oh, look, there's police running radar here.
Yes.
Boom. You know, so, I mean, if the traffic's bad, you put in, there's an accident. If there's a, you know, all the traffic is getting backed up, you put that in there. If there's a police radar stop there, boom, you can put that
right,
in there.
Right.
Right now there's a lot of blowback from law enforcement saying, look, we don't want, and I mean, especially in North Dakota where you've got how many sheriffs or how many highway patrol per hundreds of miles.
Right.
And so if you know where they're at, that kind of ruins it for everybody.
It does. It does. But when the vehicles are talking to each other, they probably don't care so much about the radar and that type of thing. They're more concerned about, you know, the accidents and the weather condition, that type of thing. So, and the other thing is what you're talking about right now, people are actually putting this information in. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're dabbling on their tablets or on their phones while they're driving, which they shouldn't be doing anyway.
No.
Right?
Agreed.
So your car will take over that functionality, and it will just automatically say, hey, you know, your car will know. Let's say you have an accident with the deer. Your car will broadcast that out that I had an accident and I'm stopped along the interstate. So every car that comes across you as you're moving down the road then will know exactly where that accident's going on.
And next question being, again, the resistance that people have against these, because already the vehicles are coming out with like a braking technology.
Yep.
If you start moving that way, they'll be like, whoop,
yep,
steer you back this way. Are you kidding me? You know, are you going to start hitting my brake? You're going to start turning me a little bit? I mean, it's like, what do they call the brakes right now? The tick, 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 tick,
oh,
tick.
Oh, yeah. Tick, yeah, down, the anti-lock system.
The anti-lock system motor. Ah, drives me nuts because I'm the one trying to stop it right now. I know, I'm a North Dakota guy. I know about ice. I know what's going on.
Right.
Here. Stop messing with me.
Right.
And at the same time, wouldn't it be nice if a car, in fact, said, didn't you know there's a little toddler on a tricycle when you're backing up and I stopped it? Smart guy?
Yep.
You bet. So we're resistant.
We are.
It's probably the right thing.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, we talk a lot about autonomous vehicles on here too, cars that drive themselves. And I see that Jim left me a note here about blowback from California now about safety. You know, how you're going to test these vehicles so that they're safe in the future. And that is one of the big issues that we talk about a lot, is that there has to be standardization of testing with this stuff as well. Because how do you know if it's safe or not? Google can tell you all it wants to about how safe it is. And I believe the reports that they've brought out. But you need to have independent testing going on before you allow these vehicles to be out on the roads, you know. So anyway, but you will not believe the technology that car manufacturers have already. They already have cars that drive themselves.
Certainly they do, yes.
They just are not, you know, the regulations aren't in place. And I would say, you know, people just aren't ready for that. They know that they have to baby step this into the market, which is why, you know, you have the self-parking cars now. Mercedes in 2016 is coming out with an assisted cruise. So if you're on the interstate doing 65 or more miles an hour, it'll actually take over the driving for you at that point. You know, so you're going to baby step. The industry is going to baby step our way into total autonomous vehicles in the future.
Maybe we ought to just jump to flying cars and skip this whole thing.
I'd be okay with that, actually. You know, I can't believe we're not there now, actually.
I mean, there with the flying car, it'd be a lot easier to move it around. I mean, I'd hate to be on an assisted car on a dirt road someplace.
Yeah.
No problem. I got this next curve, Scott.
Yeah.
I got it from here. I don't think so.
Well, I think you can always take over if you want to, but yes.
Right, hopefully.
Absolutely. So, okay. So, moving on. The industrial internet could add $10 to $15 trillion to the global GDP, essentially doubling the U.S. economy. This is how big this industry is going to be. 1.7 million people are currently employed developing IoT technologies. 1.7 million people. So if you're thinking about an industry to go into, if you're just graduating from high school or whatever, the Internet of Things might be something that you want to take a look at. You know, especially, let's say you have a passion for something, and maybe it is fixing heating and cooling systems. Maybe that's your passion in life. Well, you could just take that to a whole nother level and, you know, become passionate about that and add the Internet of Things side of your schooling to that, and you'll be set for a long time.
You probably almost have to, much like auto.
I believe that is correct.
Into a mechanics, you know, it's wholly different than it was when I was in my auto tech class in the early 80s.
Yes.
So, I mean, things have certainly changed quite a bit there. So,
you know, that's interesting, actually, isn't it? You probably won't, you know, like your dishwasher. I mean, the person that you call to fix your dishwasher or your refrigerator is going to be just like the auto mechanic nowadays. They're going to have to know all this extra stuff. And you won't be able to fix it yourself anymore.
No, and I could barely do it before, but I tried a
yeah,
lot. You
yeah,
know, I mean, there's a lot of times I tried, and now I've just pretty much given up on a lot of things.
And I think most people have. Most people have stopped doing their own mechanic work or whatever simply because they don't understand all the computers that are in there. And I get that. I don't understand them myself, and I'm in the industry, you know. So absolutely, absolutely. You know what? Hmm. We just blew right by our first break.
Well, that's understandable.
So let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue our talk. And of course, at 30 minutes past, we'll be talking to Miss Metaverse. So come on back, everybody.
Coffee is a good pick-me-up for you and your garden, too. The Agricultural Utilization Research Institute has been working with entrepreneur James Curran of Lonsdale, Minnesota, on an all-natural soil amendment made from the papery husks left over from roasting green coffee beans. AURI's co-products lab found that coffee bean chaff is a good source of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Plus, it is extremely absorbent. After much testing, AURI and Java Cycle settled on a bean chaff that's mixed with a grain byproduct to create an easy-to-handle granular product that's being sold as a soil enhancement or top dress for garden beds at Mother Earth Garden stores in the Minneapolis area. AURI and Java Cycle are also in the process of developing other fertilizers using coffee chaff as a base. As you can see, by utilizing the co-product of products that we use, value is added and the waste stream is made smaller. From idea to reality, AURI is helping add value to agriculture, and you can find out more at auri.org.
Despite our impressive unemployment rate, 14% of children in our community are living in poverty.
At Gate City Bank, we care about our community, and we know supporting United Way is the best way to fight poverty and ensure a better life for everyone in the Bismarck-Mandan area.
Be a United Way hero for your community. Together we can fight poverty, build strong families, and create healthy communities. Get your cape at msaunitedway.org.
For those of you who like the benefits of eating whole grains, Country Hearth Breads are made with 100% whole grains and nature's natural sweeteners, honey, molasses, and raisin juice. I suggest Country Hearth Cracked Wheat Bread. Our bakers combine cracked whole wheat with honey and molasses, then bake it real slow. It's a great tasting bread with all the fiber I need. Country Hearth Breads, your natural choice.
Want more meat on your plate? DJ's Smokehouse Barbecue is where to get it. If you're looking for a place you have to loosen your belt after you eat, DJ's. Want lumberjack-sized portions of ribs, pulled pork, beef tips, with a side of beans, potatoes, slaw, or mac and cheese? DJ's. Everything here is made the right way, by hand, from scratch. DJ's also has smoked turkeys and honey ham for the holidays. Don't want to cook? Call DJ's. South 12th Street, Bismarck. DJ's Smokehouse Barbecue.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from G. Willikers.
The holidays are extra special with a gift card from G. Willikers. Say thank you to a business partner. Show a friend they are appreciated.
Your locally owned liquor superstore, off Century and Centennial.
G. Willikers.
We'll see a few scattered snow showers here for this afternoon with cloudy sky conditions and temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. For tonight, snow showers are likely about 1 to 2 inches possible. Cloudy, a low near 24, and breezy with north winds of 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25. By Tuesday, a good chance for snow showers early on, cloudy, a high near 29. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Supertalk 1270. Right now, 28.
Get the traffic and weather information you need anytime on Supertalk 1270 and online at supertalk1270.com.
Follow the Guru of Geek at facebook.com/thetechranch or Twitter at Guru of Geek or thetechranch.com. Here again is your Guru of Geek, Marlo Anderson.
And we want to thank all the listeners across the country and around the world who listen to us on the Blueberry Network, the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. We're also on TuneIn. We're on the Roku. We're on our own app, the Radio Pup app, which is kind of cool. So all kinds of places you can catch the Tech Ranch later on. Stand-in producer extraordinaire Scott McGowan is here.
Thank you very much.
We're excited to have you on board. I didn't realize Jim is not feeling well today, so I'm excited that you are here.
Well, I can lend my technical inexpertise to the conversation. No problem at all, Marla. Mm-hmm.
We were talking a lot about the Internet of Things, Miss Metaverse. Kate Aquino will be joining us in just a couple minutes, but I promised I would talk a little bit about this one company. I ran across these on the Internet. If you go to amcrest.com, amcrest.com, those of you who have security systems in your businesses or in your homes that are using coax cable, to run your cameras. There's actually an upgrade to that now, so you can put HD cameras in over those coax cables. So this is actually kind of cool. So I would actually go check this out, amcrest.com. I'll actually put a link to this on the techranch.com so you can go see what the big scoop is about them. It's actually pretty cool, pretty inexpensive to upgrade your system, and they even gave me a coupon code, so go check that out. and we were just talking about the Internet of Things. Scott is looking kind of bedazzled now.
Mm-hmm.
you're wondering why I would have my toaster hooked up to the Internet of Things, right?
Why indeed?
You know, they have cool toasters now where you can like toast like Mickey Mouse into the side of it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen these, okay? There's actually a toaster that's out that you can design whatever you want. So you could program it so if you have kids or grandkids coming over the next morning that you could have all their favorite stuff on there or whatever. So that would be one reason to have your toaster connected to the
Internet of Things. So it could, in fact, send just like these embroidery machines or whatever, like the software or whatnot. So if you wanted to get a SpongeBob SquarePants, you would just download this particular program and put it on
the
toast.
And, of course, mine is going to say SuperTalk 1270 every morning on there. So, and we really apologize, everybody. We ran real long over the last break, over the last segment. So we're short on this one. After the break, everybody, Miss Metaverse, Kate Aquino, will be joining us. So come on back.
Today's lottery numbers are 13, 6, and the red Super Bowl, 3.5.
3.5?
Is your idea of financial planning simply waiting to win the lottery?
Hi, I'm Mike Stein, a Certified Financial Planner Certificate. Do you know what a Certified Financial Planner Certificate can do for you? Often we get caught up in our daily goals, like getting to work on time, and we forget to plan long-term goals like sending a child to college and retiring. I'll help you plan for the future. Winning the lottery is very hard. Meeting with me, Mike Stein, is easy. Now, if this sounds like you, my finances are a mess, or I don't want to think about it, call me, Mike Stein, for a stress-free consultation, 663-8401.
Mike Stein is a registered representative and investment advisor, representative of Securian Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, and member FINRA, SIPC. Securian Financial Advisors of North Dakota is independently owned and operated.
Holiday shopping starts at Kochler's. Camellia bracelets and charms are the perfect touch for the holidays. Snowflakes, Santa crystals, and dozens more. Camellia even has a new bangle bracelet with gorgeous crystals on the ends. Another idea for your honey is our exclusive Austrian crystal bracelets. With a coil design, there is no clasp to deal with. Elegant, durable, and affordable. Exclusively at Kochler's Jewelry, downtown Bismarck. Plenty of free parking next to our store and open extended holiday hours.
Hi, this is Heather with McQuaid Distributing. Everyone in McQuaid's would like to take this opportunity to thank our customers, friends, and family for making the past year very special. Here's wishing you and yours a healthy and happy holiday season and the best in the new year. This bud's for you.
Happy holidays from the staff at Pacific Sound and Video. We have several ways to bring your family together during the holidays with a new home theater or wireless music system throughout your home. We invite you to stop by one of our locations today, Pacific Sound and Video.
Need help? Turn to a local expert.
Business owners and HR managers think that drug screens have to take place at our office in Bismarck. This is Brian from the Drug and Alcohol Testing Network. Most of our work is done on our client's job site or place of business. On-site drug screens are an effective way to save time and money. It also reduces the amount of downtime the employees have while doing their test. Contact the Drug and Alcohol Testing Network today.
To learn more about your local experts, go to supertalk1270.com and click on the local expert link.
Hi, folks, this is Alan Thick, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-501-0866. That's 800-501-0866. 800-501-0866.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Storm.
We'll see a few scattered snow showers here for this afternoon with cloudy sky conditions and temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. For tonight, snow showers are likely about 1 to 2 inches possible. Cloudy, a low near 24, and breezy with north winds of 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25. By Tuesday, a good chance for snow showers early on, cloudy, a high near 29. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Supertalk 1270. Right now, 28.
We're back to the Tech Ranch. Stream this program now at supertalk1270.com. Here is your guru of geek, Marlo Anderson.
I'm only laughing, Scott.
Right. It's a tech show. You're the guru of geek, not me. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you're doing amazingly well. When's the last time you've been in the studio?
It's been months, frankly. Okay. So, yeah, I'm muddling through is what I like
you're,
to say.
You're doing okay. You're doing okay.
It's theater of the mind, as long as everybody out there thinks it's going okay.
Yes, exactly. Right. Exactly. So, anyway, everybody, welcome back to the Tech Ranch on the phone. We're going to keep our fingers crossed.
You hope she is, right?
Kate, I hear you.
I'm here.
All right. Hey. Miss Metaverse Kate Aquino is on the phone. And we're here to talk about or continue our discussion on the Internet of Things. Now, up to this point, Kate, we have been kind of laying the groundwork for the Internet of Things, recapping why it was such a big deal in 2014. And I kind of wanted to talk to you a little bit today about where you see the Internet of Things going.
Well, Marla, the year that everyone's talking about is year 2018. And that's when they're saying that the Internet of Things is just going to explode.
And why are they saying 2018?
I guess because that's when companies are planning to be rolling out all these new products that they're planning right now. And just the ability to be connected by then is going to be just incredible. But, you know, of course, there are a couple issues that we did discuss earlier this year, which is, you know, will we have problems with cybersecurity or will we have problems with our IT systems being able to actually keep up with all this exponential change.
Yeah, Scott earlier was talking about he's really concerned about his toaster and the North Koreans getting access to it.
He's correct. He's right. sending out my toast things for everyone else.
It is pretty interesting when you think about the future. But, 2018 seems to be the number that people are talking about when it comes to the future of IoT, the Internet of Things. And Marla, what do you think about the future of the Internet of Things?
Well, I think that's where we're going. You know, I agree with Scott, though. I think that there are going to be a lot of people that are going to be a little apprehensive about, you know, having everything connected. You know, we kind of go through this baby step thing, you know, where, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, our phones weren't connected to anything. Now we can't hardly even operate our phones if the GPS isn't turned on and all this other stuff. So I think people have some misgivings when it comes to that. And, of course, when the refrigerator is going to talk to you now, you know, I was just looking at a thing where when you're out grocery shopping, your cart will talk to your phone and your phone's talking to your refrigerator and it'll tell you when you go by the milk aisle if you're out of milk.
Right.
So, you know, that's cool.
You got to smell it, though, right? You can't just check the date. You got to smell it. So there'll be little odor things as
yeah,
well
there
in
you
your
go.
Refrigerator.
There you go. But, I mean, these are the things that are going to happen. So it's going to make our lives a lot easier in that regard, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, and I look forward to, you know, when I go home and the garage knows that it's me pulling up, so the door goes up by itself. I mean, and I walk in, and the lights turn on by themselves, and the heating or cooling goes to the temperature I like, and maybe my coffee's brewing now, or whatever it is that I want to have when I'm coming home. That stuff will be done for me, and I look forward to that.
Definitely, and even looking back to 2014, I mean, this year so many things happened. Look at how many cars are now coming out with internet in the cars. They have their own internet. That's awesome.
Right, right. And I think that's, you know, that's probably the two big areas that I see are automotive technologies and medical technologies. That's where I think the Internet of Things is going to have the most dramatic impact.
Definitely, especially when we're able to take our own. Now, because of the Internet of Things, we're really starting to see new developments. So we'll be able to self-diagnose ourselves from home. And a lot of things are going to be coming home. We're going to be able to you know, have shirts that have built-in monitors so we can constantly be up to date with our health without having to go to the doctors. So that's going to really be a big game changer, I believe.
So do you think people will have less days in hospitals because they'll be able to be monitored from home?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, that'll be kind of cool, actually. I think most people would rather stay at home, you know, and I would imagine I'm thinking out loud now about, you know, even the billing part of it. Will it become less expensive because you're staying at home as opposed to in a hospital?
Absolutely. And I think another problem, too, is our population is getting older, and we're going to have to see a future where there's going to be more medical issues. It's just inevitable. So I think that by helping with these new technologies and having people be able to stay home and self-diagnose or treat themselves, I think that that's going to be a huge advancement. And we see it now. I mean, you go to a hospital now, you expect to sit there all day, at least where I live. It's an all-day process just to get seen by somebody. Right. So hopefully this new technology will allow us to keep more people home, keep people healthier, and overall help monitor all these people that are going to be living much longer now.
And I will say that the technology is amazing. You know, we were talking a while back about the Scanadu, and Scott's probably not familiar with it, but you're familiar with Star Trek, I'm assuming.
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the tricorder, right?
Right.
Okay. So now there's a device called Scanadu that literally scans your body like a tricorder and reports back to your phone and lets you know what it finds.
All right. I'm for that.
Yeah, it's cool, actually. And then, of course, that information can be sent to your doctor or whatever. So, you know, that's what's going to happen in the future. Our doctors are going to be about gathering more information about their patients and be able to do it on a 24/7 type of situation and look at a data feed that comes back to them on a daily basis, as opposed to showing up to your doctor and saying, hey, this is what's going on, but it's not going on right now, you know, which happens all the time.
Or those times where you say to yourself, I think my left shoulder hurts. And you say, hold it, my left shoulder hurts. That's supposed to be this.
Right.
It could be anything.
You're absolutely right about that. I never thought about that before, but you're right. You could actually, you know, you're talking about self-diagnosis, Kate. This would be a situation where, you know, if you have a pain or whatever, is it a heart attack or a stroke or
right.
Do I just have a muscle spasm going on?
Sure.
You know, so cool stuff.
Definitely. And then there's an entrepreneur, Elizabeth Holmes, I believe is her name, and she founded that company, Theranos, which is a company that made the new blood test that you only need a drop of blood to test for, I think, thousands of problems, health issues.
Interesting. So they would actually have some type of, are they developing some type of device that would scan your blood?
Right. It's all you need. It's like a painless finger prick, and then all that does is this little drop of blood that comes out of your finger will be able to test for hundreds and hundreds of different kind of ailments or illnesses. And you can do this right from home. And this is going to be huge because of the technology can allow people who don't have access to hospitals to basically diagnose themselves from home or be able to at least evaluate what their health conditions might be like from home and send that information off to doctors. And like you said, Marlo, be virtually read by a doctor over the web.
So this is no different than you know, like a diabetic person that has to do a blood test occasionally.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
That's pretty much where we're headed.
Wow, that's pretty amazing, actually. So let's change gears a little bit, like my gateway into moving to automotive technology, gears, you know.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow, it took everybody a while to get to that, yeah. So we've all been in this scenario before. You're sitting in a line and at a stoplight. And you know, I mean, you're 20 cars back. And you know there's no way when that light turns green that you're going to get through before it turns red again. With the Internet of Things, that will change.
This is the flying cars part.
This is not the flying cars part.
Just step right past it.
That's later. That's right, later, right, Scott. Right, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, what will happen is that because of V2V or vehicle-to-vehicle communication through the Internet of Things, that information will be transferred to the stoplight. So the stoplight knows that there are 50 cars waiting to get through to make a left turn here, and maybe there's only two other cars in to that intersection there. So it'll keep that light greener longer so that all these cars can get through there. So that's just one way that I see the Internet of Things, you know, getting traffic to move more smoothly.
Right. So, and okay. I can certainly see it. Very
okay.
helpful.
Okay. You know? I mean, you know, and I was just, you know, even last night, I don't know what happened out here last night. There was a power outage on the strip
for
a while.
The entire strip, yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to know more about that later, I guess. But I was actually driving down the strip right when that happened, and I'm like, wow, everything got dark. It was just weird. And I got to the stoplight, of course, and it was just a maze of people at the intersection of Memorial Highway and Main because nobody knew what was going on. And the stoplight was working, but there were cars backed up everywhere. You know, now the Internet of Things may have been able to sort that out a little bit more and allowed those traffic lights to work in a much better manner to allow that traffic to move through better. So just using that as one example.
Absolutely. And we're seeing now too, not only that, but people are going to be, you know, turning the roads into actual things that can actually help generate energy. Like earlier this year, let's not forget about the solar roadways campaign that raised over $2 million. Those are amazing.
The glass highway. Absolutely. Yeah. So you're going to see sensor beds. I would actually say that, you know, even our stop signs, our mileage markers, all of those will probably have sensors in the future so that your car can communicate with those so it knows where it's at.
Absolutely. Everything's going to be smart, connected, and we're just waiting. It's only a matter of time and legislation until we have the autonomous cars on the road.
All right. All right. So I guess we're at a break time here, so we'll go to break real quick. And after the break, everybody, we'll continue our talk on the Internet of Things. And we'll take a couple minutes to discuss what Kate and I will be doing in Vegas covering CES. So come on back, everybody.
The game is big. Your group of friends is large. The beer keg is enormous.
But your TV is tiny.
Step up and experience thrilling video and spine-tingling audio with help from Bizman's home theater experts, Greenlight Systems. One-of-a-kind custom design creates a true theater experience that puts you right in the middle of all the action. Log on to greenlightsystemsnd.com to set up your free, no-obligation consultation.
Now I'm covered.
Now we're covered.
Now for the first time, you can be covered with a quality health plan from the new Health Insurance Marketplace, part of the healthcare law. It's where brand name companies offer plans you can compare side by side. And it's the place to get lower monthly payments. So if you have an accident, get sick, or just need a checkup,
I'm covered.
Enroll now at the Health Insurance Marketplace at healthcare.gov. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in cooperation with your state broadcasters association and this station.
While the tree is bright with tinsel and light, all of us at ProBuild join the celebration of the season with a sincere wish for holiday happiness. May this joy stay with you throughout the new year. Peace on earth and goodwill to all from your friends at ProBuild.
We'll see a few scattered snow showers here for this afternoon with cloudy sky conditions and temperatures holding rather steady. Winds out of the north around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. For tonight, snow showers are likely about 1 to 2 inches possible. Cloudy, a low near 24, and breezy with north winds of 15 to 20, gusting as high as 25. By Tuesday, a good chance for snow showers early on, cloudy, a high near 29. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Supertalk 1270. Right now, 28.
Follow the guru of geek everywhere he goes. Post your comments or questions at thetechranch.com. Once again, your guru of geek, Marlo Anderson.
Scott, you're getting the hang of it.
The monkey can learn. I'm trainable. So,
yes. Anyway, welcome back to the Tech Ranch, everybody. Producer extraordinaire or stand-in producer extraordinaire. Yeah. Scott McGowan in studio on the phone, Miss Metaverse Kate Aquino, and we're just finishing up our discussion on the Internet of Things. So, Kate, where do you see the Internet of Things going? You know, are there other technologies besides automotive and, you know, medical that you think are going to see some, you know, huge advances in the future?
Well, absolutely. What a lot of people forget is that Oculus Rift is part of the Internet of Things, and that's where we're really looking to be headed in the next year.
And I'm going to stop you right there because there's probably people who have no idea what you just said or are talking about. Scott's got this blank look. Oculus Rift.
Oculus, huh?
And I know we talk about it a lot, but why don't you explain what it is real quick?
Right. So Oculus Rift is a new virtual reality device it's a headset that we'll be able to purchase soon, hopefully within the next year or so. And the device actually is going to let us start playing games and interacting in a virtual world. So just like how we used to think whatever virtual reality would become, it's actually finally here and it's happening. And earlier this year, Oculus Rift, which was initially, I believe it was a Kickstarter campaign, raised over $2 million.
It was up there, yes.
I think it was a lot. And anyway, Oculus Rift, after the Kickstarter campaign, which I think was in 2013, ended up getting bought by Facebook in March of this year for $2 billion. So
yeah.
All we can say is that the virtual reality world and Oculus Rift is going to be pretty exciting.
Okay. And of course, you bring up, think about Google Glass and all of those technologies. Now, you're using Google Glass, are you not?
I've used Google Glass. I don't have it right now.
Okay.
I've used it before. I have a lot of friends that, have their own things to say about Google Glass. I'm actually waiting myself for different types of glasses.
Yeah.
I'm interested in augmented reality, and there are glasses called, it's a company called Space Glasses, and they make glasses called Meta AR. And what augmented reality is, for everyone that's listening, is basically when you're walking down the street, just like Google Glass, if you're able to wear these glasses, they're going to bring the virtual world into your reality. So as you're saying, you're walking down the street wearing these augmented reality glasses, you'll also be seeing things from the internet. So let's say, oh, here's a deal to go into the store, go shopping here, or, oh, you have a phone call, or you could actually have a little Skype chat with your friends through these glasses as you're walking. And that's where we're headed right now, and that should be happening within the next year. So there's a lot of different glasses out there, and there's a lot of different technologies. I do like Google Glass, and I've been thinking about getting it for myself. So
yeah,
I'll keep you posted on that.
And I agree with you. There's been a lot of blowback about Google Glass as well. And I agree. I think there's going to be a lot of other companies that will come out with, I don't want to say better technologies than Google has here, but they'll probably be more specific to the niche markets that they're going after. I think one of the issues that Google Glass has had is that they've been trying to be all-encompassing for everything, and I think niche markets are going to be a better place for those type of technologies.
Right, and just like Oculus Rift right now, you could actually purchase both Google Glass and Oculus Rift, but Google Glass is only offering the Explorers edition, which a lot of people might not understand. So until they start making these glasses, the Google Glass, for more of the consumer people and not making it more for developers, I think then it'll catch on more and people will be more open to purchasing it and wearing them.
Right. And one thing is for sure, it wasn't that long ago when I seen people having conversations with themselves and thinking, what is going on with this person, and then you realize that they have a Bluetooth on. Now when you wander around, everybody's talking to themselves, or it seems to appear that way, simply because they're wearing a Bluetooth headset. The same is going to be true with Google Glass in the future, or other glass type of companies that bring out that technology. And I think, it'll adapt and people will get used to it, and people will see the benefits of having a glass type of product.
Right, and Barlow, just like you were saying, I just saw recently there was a really cute photo that was going around the web, and it was a comparison of the Today Show crowd from 2004 to 2014, and it's literally the entire crowd, nobody has phones. Then you see 2014, it's all glow. Every single person has a phone in their hand holding it up, and you just see the glow of the phone. Pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing.
And rock concerts, they certainly replaced the lighter.
They have, yes.
Right. A, really nobody smokes anymore, but B, it's nothing but phones.
That's right. It works for that. So anyway, let's move our conversation to CES. I know we haven't talked a lot about this, and Kate, I probably have news you don't even know about yet.
Ooh.
What
you got, Marlo?
Well, we have been selected, you and I, to be the last 2 hours of broadcasting on the TPN network this year. So we will actually be doing live broadcast, video broadcast, which is going to scare everybody. Maybe not so much for you, Kate, but nobody wants to see me in video. I'm telling you, I'm a person for radio. But it should be a lot of fun. So basically what's going to happen is you and I are going to be going through CES the first part of the day. And then at 3 o'clock Vegas time, which would be 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. So basically we're going to be pretty close to prime time. We'll have our two-hour segment on the review of CES that day.
That will be great. I'm so looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be a great time. I'm going to warn you, though, bring comfortable shoes. No heels.
Oh.
are you walking the strip?
Heels? No. Yeah. That's so not futuristic. Actually,
yeah,
I love my combat boots. How about those?
Yeah, that would be. You know, just wear something comfortable because we'll be walking a lot, of course, and there will be no rest. That's the other thing. I mean, our schedule is grueling for this gig, but it should be a lot of fun, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, visiting with a lot of these companies like Google and like Mercedes and these companies that are bringing out these futuristic technologies.
Absolutely, and I can't wait to see some of these really cool new robots, too, that I've been hearing about. So we're going to have a great time, and I look forward to having everyone come see all this awesome stuff we'll be shooting down there.
Yep, and I'll get the link to you pretty shortly, Kate, and then, you can post it up on your website, futuristmm.com. And, of course, on the Tech Ranch. So if they want to watch us streaming live, they'll be able to do that. Should be a lot of fun. And it's hard to believe it's only 2 weeks away.
Unbelievable.
So a lot of work to do between now and then to get ready for that. So do you have some things that you want to go check out while you're at CES?
I am just a free birdie. I'm going to fly around and just see all the amazing stuff. This is my first time going to CES, actually. So I'm
okay.
Very excited about it.
Well, like I said, wear comfortable shoes. I can't stress that enough.
I was in Vegas over Thanksgiving. This is my first time. I would
okay.
say the Fremont experience.
Oh yeah,
and that's all part of the conference. I'm
yep.
sure.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely, yep. absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the convention center in itself. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, there's I think 20-some thousand booths. There'll be over 20,000 new product announcements during CES over a 4-day period, over 20,000 new products. I mean, you think about that. It's just unbelievable. There are over 10,000 media that cover this event. So for the two of us, Kate, to get selected for this is kind of a cool deal, actually. And in fact, the event is so large for just press that they have their own press events. That's just how big it is, you know. 200,000 people in a convention center. I mean, you think about that. Along with 20,000 booths, all housed basically in one huge complex. It's just an amazing thing to see. And
on top of that, there's Vegas.
There is Vegas on top. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Right outside the door.
Yeah, that is the unfortunate part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get done there, and, of course, by the time you get back to your room or wherever, you have no clue it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You got to start this all back over at 6 again, you know.
Right.
So it's a grueling schedule. So are you excited now, Kate?
I'm super excited. I think it's going to be great. I've been getting ready. My bags are packed. I'm ready to go, Marlo.
Very good. Very good. So anyway, anything else about any other announcements that you have? I guess we have a couple minutes left here, believe it or not.
Oh, I know. This is very exciting. We usually go over.
Yeah, we do. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Anything else you've been writing about?
Yes, I've actually been working on my first book, which is called The Futurista Manifesto, which
wow.
is going to be about women and technology, Internet of Things, and all that jazz.
Wow. So
yeah.
When is that coming out?
Hopefully, I'm still in the process of writing, so then it goes to my editor, and then we will be taking it out. But I do plan on actually pre-releasing parts of it, which I'll be putting on my website for everyone to read for free. And hopefully by spring, I'll be releasing the book.
Very cool. And of course, now I don't know if I'm a little premature making the announcement, but because I'm hoping that you've made your arrangements on your side. But, of course, you're going to be here May 18th through the 20th.
Yes, I will be. I am actually going to be keynoting at the Trade and Transportation Summit
yes.
over in North Dakota. That's going to be amazing.
Yep, and actually, you're actually going to be here over the course of us doing the show. We're going to do a live show from there as well with the Tech Ranch, so you'll be part of that broadcast as well, and be a lot of futuristic things here. Speaking of which, Scott, here are your flying cars.
What?
There will be here.
Really?
Yeah.
Coming up in May.
In May. May 18th. Right. Yeah. Right. It's the AAVSI Roadshow. It's all about autonomous technologies. You'll see cars that drive themselves, lots of drones, and people transports as
well. What about, say, with an inch of snow on the way, what about like one of these Roombas that's a snowblower?
They have one. Right? They actually have one.
You set your internet stuff, it goes out, it's doing my driveway even as I speak.
Yes. Oh, they're actually experimenting with some of these type of technologies to actually, and mowers too. You can have your grass mowed the same way.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
I'm more thinking about the snow.
You like, yeah. Grass time stuff isn't as bad as
that's
moving the snow, right?
Sometimes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but there you go. Internet of Things. You can program your snowblower in the future to clean your driveway off before you get up to go to work in the morning.
Dangerous. But okay.
I think that would be, yeah. Yeah, watch out, white furry cats, right?
Right.
But, yeah,
but then, you know, the technology is getting so good now. I mean, it's amazing. And not only that, but you'll be able to actually make designs in the snow or the grass using these.
Oh, there you go. There you
right?
go.
Oh,
so,
sweet.
All right, everybody. Yeah, we're at the end of the show. Kate, thank you. Scott, thanks for putting up with us today. And we'll see you again, everybody, next week.
ABC News, Super Talk 1270. Accurate news, stimulating talk. This is KLXX AM, Mandan Bismarck.